WTTS On Demand.
Brian Callahan for 92.3 WTTS Indie Underground here with Tyson Vogel and Adam Stevens of Two Gallants. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Have you guys ever been through the Hoosier State before?
We have a while ago. I don't really remember their last time. I think we played Indianapolis a long time ago.
How's the experience been so far?
It was a beautiful drive in. It's really nice. We took that Highway 46, I think it is.
Yeah, it's
really pretty.
That's been 5 years since you guys have put out an album. You took a three-year hiatus. How does it feel to be performing together again?
I think we have a pretty strong sense of renewal at this point. You know, having gone and like tried out other things, come back and sort of feel refreshed, you know.
Bloom the Blight dropped on September 4th. Any particular inspiration for the album? Any of the songs?
I don't think anything in particular. I mean, I don't know. It's definitely like a bit of a change from our previous records. I think for like our time off, like I think we learned a lot about how do we want to make music, and I think this is a bit of like a return to our roots in a way.
How are the recording sessions?
We had the opportunity to record in two like really great studios, Fantasy Studios in the East Bay, and then Tiny Telephone in San Francisco. Worked with a guy named John Congleton, and it was an experience. Every recording, I think, for us is like every opportunity to record is like a new trial and a new experiment. We get to learn more every time.
And you guys went out on tour this summer. How was that? Any interesting stories? Any fun stuff?
We've kind of been on tour for on and off for a while now. We went on tour with this band, The Bronx, back in June, and that was fun. And we've kind of been doing little things ever since. We've been pretty busy, like, all summer with, like, little trips all over the place.